With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The expected release of a second group of hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners was delayed for hours today as a militant group accused Israel of not complying with the deal's terms. The last-minute snag created a tense standoff on the second day of what is supposed to be a four-day ceasefire. Egyptian officials said earlier Hamas is preparing to release an additional 14 Israeli hostages in exchange for 42 Palestinians.
The swap comes on the second day of a four-day ceasefire that has allowed much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. On the first day of the ceasefire, Hamas released 24 hostages and Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison. Israeli citizen Gruner Bebenishti told the AP Israelis hope all the hostages will be released, adding, "But every step like this is a moment of joy." In the West Bank, the father of a released prisoner, Nasser Amane, told the AP he could not be joyful for his daughter's release. He explained why. "The first reason is because of what's happening to our people in Gaza, where it's not permissible for me to be happy. Israel has said the truce can be extended an extra day for every additional 10 hostages freed. I'm Karen Shamas."
Shoppers hunting for big deals packed malls on Black Friday. The shopper in Commerce, California, told ABC 7 Los Angeles she came out looking for great deals and found some.
60% off, 70% off, up to 50% off. Just take it where you can.
And Chris Grapp is a staff member at the Minnesota Mall of America. He told KSTP he enjoys Black Fridays.
"It's one of my favorite days of the year. People just come in here with their friends, their family, their holiday tradition, having a good time. And there's been a lot of energy so far."
And this is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student has been awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website, says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. The executive director of the Republican Party of Virginia says voters in that state probably felt Gibson's actions made her unqualified. This is SRN News. A new book from an old Beatle.
Ringo Starr's latest project is for fans of music and fashion. Beats and Threads is an illustrated journey through the former Beatle drummer's long career, featuring images of everything from his drum kits to his wardrobe. The book is 312 pages long. It has a list price of $80, signed editions for as much as $750. All proceeds will be donated to charity. Jason Walker reporting.
It's been a record-breaking year for sea turtles in Florida, but researcher Justin Perrault at the Loggerhead Marine Life Center says the trend may not continue.
"Yes, we're seeing record numbers, but our hatching production may not be that great. And so in the future, 20 to 30 years from now, when these hatchings come back to nest, we may not be seeing these record numbers that we're seeing now."
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.